Wait upon the Lord. Rest in Him. Patience. While studying waiting, patience comes to mind. Let the God of patience instill this gift in you by His Spirit. Waiting and tribulation are the tools God uses to bring His patience, teaching you to move only when He does. We do not wait idly by, however. We press into His presence and Word as we wait. Patience yields fruit, especially in the inner man, and this precedes His signs, wonders, and power. Remember this, Hebrews 6, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. James 1, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Romans 15, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace flows to those who wait. Psalm 27. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 37. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Isaiah 26. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. Isaiah 30. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Praise God. Psalm 33. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 130. I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. Psalm 37. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Psalm 123. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Proverbs 20. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Proverbs 27. Whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Isaiah 8. And I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Isaiah 33. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the times of trouble. Isaiah 40. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Waiting has rewards. Isaiah 64. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Isaiah 25. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Genesis 49. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Psalm 39. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Psalm 62. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Psalm 69. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Psalm 106. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. Isaiah 26. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Isaiah 49. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Jeremiah 14. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. Lamentations 3. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Micah 7. Therefore I look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Zephaniah 3. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Wait, he is coming. Luke 12. And you yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Acts 1. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. Romans 8. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. 1 Corinthians 1. So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1. For they themselves show us of what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 2 Thessalonians 3. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Galatians 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Mark 15. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. Rest in him. It's not in running, but resting. 2 Chronicles 20. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Jeremiah 31. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. 1 Chronicles 22. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. Psalm 94. That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Isaiah 11. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 63. As a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people, to make thyself a glorious name. Jeremiah 30. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore fear, unless a promise being left unto us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. My labor is rest. Matthew 11. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Mark 6. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while, for there are many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Acts 2. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. 2 Corinthians 12. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Thessalonians 1. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Hebrews 4. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Revelation 14. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Ladies and gentlemen, we wait, but not idly by just relaxing. We press into His presence. We labor to enter His rest. Seems strange, doesn't it? Laboring to rest? What is that? And how do we accomplish this? We do this by prayer, study of His Word, praising Him, and spending time with the Lord. Also spending time with others pursuing the Lord at church. Therefore, our work is to remove distractions of this world. You might say fasting the things of this world, so as to keep our mind stayed upon Him. Our work also is to believe on the one He sent. All those works are not a burden if we let the Spirit do them through us. In our own works, we burn out quickly. So move only when He speaks or opens your next door. God bless you as you wait upon the Lord and rest in Him.
I am healed. And I will walk in victory. I don't care what men may say. There is no other way. For we press in to get close to you. Then by faith we take hold of your promises. Down in fear will all disappear, for your glory is here as we press in. I am healed and I am free, and I will walk in victory. I don't care what men may say. There is no other way. For we press in to get close to you. Then by faith we take hold of your promises. Doubt and fear will all disappear, for your glory is here as we press in.